Welcome back to Two Way Talk. I'm Carol Williams.
And I'm Anthony McCarthy.
Here on WEAA 88.9, where we're absolutely the voice of the community.
Yeah.
Our next guest is Dr. Amesh Adalja. He is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. His work is focused on emerging infectious disease, pandemic preparedness, and biosecurity. Welcome, Dr. Adalja. Okay, well, we can talk. Oh, y'all should see my partner's face. We are going to talk, but me and you can have a discussion about this because we were just talking about this Friday.
We sure
about
were.
About people, about this getting approved by the
FDA. Because we got a caller who said, can you tell us if the FDA has approved these?
You can't even tell us where the animal is coming from. So now it's approved.
It's approved.
So I want our callers.
It's only the, which virus is
it? It's the Pfizer.
Pfizer.
But I want our callers that were skeptical about taking the vaccine because it was not approved by
That's
the FDA
right.
to give us a call, 410-319-8888. And if you're in line to get your shot right now, we understand.
We understand. we agree that you should prioritize
right.
the shot.
That's correct. But I was up at CNN last night when they did it.
Yep.
I think I started watching CNN at 9 and it was like Pfizer's supposed to be approved in a couple days, and I think I looked at it like 2 hours later and it said it was approved. But by this morning when I woke up it was approved.
And we know that the other Moderna and
Johnson.
The Johnson & Johnson will probably be approved before the end of the year.
Right.
They are moving. Now the thing that I like is something that was said in the previous show. These drugs were tested. They were tested and approved by the CDC, and the FDA gave emergency approval for the vaccines. That's how we could stop the bloodshed
right.
and death
right.
in the country from the COVID-19.
Right.
700,000 people.
And so now with that FDA approval, they can advertise on TV.
That's right.
And you know, people can see all the ingredients. Maybe they'll tell them the side effects. I mean, all the things that people have been asking over the last
and they have lots of questions.
Yeah.
And all of their questions are genuine.
They're genuine and it's understandable.
And people are entitled to ask whatever question they have. But
the FDA is the gold standard.
The FDA is the gold standard.
It's the gold standard
and approval.
Yes.
And now if you want to make sure that the vaccine that you get is approved by the FDA, Pfizer has been approved.
Right.
And the others will be approved even later.
Yeah, they said they're by the end of the year,
yep.
if not sooner.
If not sooner.
If not sooner. So I'm happy about that.
Me too.
So we have Dr. Amesh Adalja on the line. Welcome, Dr. Adalja.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, am I saying your name correctly, sir?
No, it's Amesh Adalja.
Amesh Adalja. Okay,
oh, you got the
thank
last
you.
Name right. Good.
Thank you. So we have the FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine. Tell us your thoughts about that first.
This is something that's been long anticipated. This was we knew that this approval was going to come because the vaccine was so safe and efficacious. A lot of us wanted it to come quicker, and I think it will help. It will help with people who might have been vaccine hesitant because the vaccine was only available on an emergency use basis prior to today. And it may also help with organizations and employers that are thinking about making the vaccine required for their employees or participants and whatever events they're having. So hopefully this will nudge people to get vaccinated and help us get better control of the virus.
So, doctor, what about people who say that the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are not FDA approved. Explain how the emergency approval for emergency use is good and really proves the effectiveness of these vaccines.
It's important to remember that if these vaccines were not available on emergency use, just think about how many people would be dead right now.
Mm.
How many more people would be dead?
Mm-hmm.
Because the vaccines got put into people's arms. I got my vaccine early or mid-December, so many people would have died. We know the vaccines have been saving lives, so the emergency use authorization was critical to get vaccine into people's arms and to save lives, and that's what it did. That's a mechanism that we put in place in the United States because when there's a public health emergency, you want to get countermeasures to people quickly, and it wasn't as if these were not safe or effective vaccines. It's just that there's a different process during a public health emergency, so we don't waste any time. When it comes to full approval, the FDA requires 6 months of data, which Pfizer has accrued and applied for approval. Moderna has also applied for approval. They're a little bit behind because their vaccine was approved a little bit later than Pfizer's, and Johnson & Johnson is following the Moderna vaccine. So they're all on the different timescales. But the emergency use authorization, even though the anti-vaccine people tried to call this an experimental vaccine,
of course,
that's not true. It was a safe and effective vaccine that got put into hundreds of millions of people's arms all around the world and saved people's lives and spared hospitals capacity concerns in places where vaccine uptake was high. So these vaccines are extremely, extremely effective, extremely safe, and that's the way out of the pandemic. Mm.
Is there any other determiners for the vaccine to be approved, fully approved by FDA besides the 6 months?
Well, they look at all that data, and they're looking at how efficacious are these vaccines? Do they work as advertised? And are they safe? Is there any safety signal that changes the risk-benefit ratio? So there's a lot of data that the FDA looks at when they make this type of decision, and it has to be longer term. That's why it's 6 months of full approval. And it's a really rigorous process, and some of us were actually critical of the FDA because it was taking so long, and we knew that the longer it took, the more vaccine-hesitant people would say that this isn't a fully approved vaccine. So I would have strong confidence in this process and in the fact that these vaccines are going to be the solution to this pandemic. It's not a surprise that the places that are having major problems with COVID-19, where their hospitals are worried about capacity, are also those places with very low vaccination rates.
So after hearing about the approval from the FDA, does that change the fact that some people may still need a third shot?
No, this has nothing to do with that issue right now. The third shot is being recommended for people who are immunocompromised, people who might have had an organ transplant. Those are the people that right now we want to get the third shot. There's still a debate going on about booster vaccines for people who are generally healthy, and we'll see how that plays out. There's a little bit of controversy over whether or not that's needed for healthy people at this point, but this approval is a separate issue, and it's a good one.
So we've had plenty of questions over the past month about the vaccines. If you have a question for Dr. Adalja, please call us, 410-319. No.
Okay. Unfortunately, Dr. Adalja
has to go. Okay,
he's on duty, and he's just taking a break to call us for just a few minutes.
So
we don't have actual time to take calls.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. So, Dr. Adalja, real quick, where do you see the numbers for Maryland with the COVID vaccine?
So Maryland is a highly vaccinated state. I think over 80% of adults have gotten at least one dose there. And that's a good thing because that means that even though you'll see cases in Maryland, they're not necessarily going to put your hospitals into crisis there. And I think that's really critical. That's what we're trying to do with this virus is make it something that's manageable because there's always going to be a baseline number of cases. The goal is to decouple cases from hospitalizations by getting vaccine into high-risk individuals' arms. And I think the numbers look good. Maryland is one of the better states in the country. We've got some problems in the Deep South, but not necessarily in Maryland, and that's to the credit of all the Marylanders who got vaccinated. Hopefully more will get vaccinated now that this is fully approved. Maybe we'll start seeing organizations require the vaccine, which will also nudge people to get vaccinated. So I think Maryland is in pretty good shape when you look at the country as a whole.
Mm. Do you think this FDA approval will raise the vaccination rate?
I think it can only help because we know that from polling that some people said they were waiting for full approval to get vaccinated. So hopefully they started lining up today. And there are going to be many organizations and employers that will now require the vaccine because they were reticent to require it before it received full FDA approval. And we've already seen, for example, in New York City, the Education Department has now mandated the vaccine for all employees of the New York City Education Department. And I suspect that trend will continue around the country and it will raise vaccination rates.
Okay, so in the last minutes, what advice do you have for our Marylanders that are not vaccinated?
I would say get vaccinated. This is a really critical time to be vaccinated. There is a more contagious variant called the Delta variant, and it will find you if you are unvaccinated. You will get infected with it, and it's much better to be vaccinated in the face of this variant. And these vaccines are safe. They're efficacious. We can see with our own eyes how they have changed the way we deal with COVID-19. And the fact is, if you're hospitalized with COVID-19, if you're dying from COVID-19 right now, it's usually because you're not vaccinated. And that makes all of the danger of COVID-19 preventable.
So, Doctor, we don't see in Louisiana and a lot of southern states, they are currently running out of room in their emergency, in their ICU. We have not reached that point in Maryland. Do you see us ever reaching that point in Maryland?
I suspect that because so many high-risk individuals in Maryland have been vaccinated,
yeah.
Maryland will see hospitalizations increase. Every place is seeing upticks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they'll run into crisis the way they are, for example, in Louisiana, where there's enough high-risk people who haven't been vaccinated that they can really burden a hospital.
Mm. Okay. Dr. Amish Adalja, senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us on Two-Way Talk.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So let's go to our first caller. Doc Cheatham, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And I thought the doctor did extremely well. We should try to bring him into Baltimore. I think one of the positive things that has now happened, that the FDA has taken a position and given it the authorization many of us were looking for. I really hope and pray that the health department and the city council is listening.
Mm-hmm.
We have not done as good of a job in educating our community as we should. I think this is now an opportunity that some of the, I guess, naysayers, their biggest opposition was that it had not been approved by the FDA and it's only got emergency approval. Well, now the Pfizer, which I have gotten both vaccines, I'm about to get my extra dose at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I've already had two. It's important that we better educate our community. I'm suggesting WAA, and I'm happy to say you've had me on
a lot
on, public service announcements 7 or 8 times a day, and I really appreciate that. Former Mayor Sheila Dixon and I. I'm suggesting that EAA continue the great movement that it has done and partner community presidents with churches and let us have meetings with communities where the presidents and the pastors of the churches come together and talk and answer questions of our communities. We have not done a good job in reaching out and better educating. There is great reluctance here. And we have reason to have reluctance here. We have Johns Hopkins, which has a questionable but great history,
mm-hmm.
but it has a questionable history at the same time. Henrietta's Lacks situation was here. The placing of compost on the East Baltimore. Baltimore has a challenging history, and we owe our community a better explanation as to what is happening, and try to convince more people. All I would say to folks is this. I've known 12 people that were friends, and they're dead now.
Mm.
And I'm saying, folks, don't do it for yourself. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for your loved ones. Do it for the people that you may give the Delta virus to, and the Delta virus will kill you.
Yes.
It's not like COVID. COVID, you got a chance. Delta kills you.
Mm.
So I'm starting to suggest, and I've been the president of 17 different organizations in Baltimore City. I'm willing to go to any meeting you want me to come to explain to you what I know about this vaccination and the fact that, yes, you have every right not to take it, but think of your loved ones and your friends that you give it to, because they get the Delta. You can go in and plan their funeral already.
Mm.
Thank you for taking my call. But the doctor did, I thought, a good job. But thank God the FDA finally gave official approval.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.
And we're hoping that the other vaccines will get quick approval as well.
Yes.
They just need to get the information to the FDA. They'll go through the data and figure, well, they're ready,
yes.
and they will get FDA approval. But FDA approval is not what I need to get vaccinated. It's not what my family needs. It's not what children need
no.
to get vaccinated that are old enough to get vaccinated. We should get these folks vaccinated.
And there's plenty of places around that you can go to get vaccinated. And there's mobile trucks to get vaccinated.
And mobile trucks, that's right.
Yeah. So right now, Jesse Jackson and his wife are recovering in a hospital from COVID-19. And the article says that they are doing very well.
Good.
They are responding to the COVID-19 treatment. So
we're glad
of that.
Mm-hmm. So, and Doc, you know, just as Doc mentioned, we run a public service announcement from Sheila Dixon and Doc Cheatham on the air 7 or 8 times a day.
Yes.
So we're certainly doing our part to get the word out. These two pillars of our community are asking people to get vaccinated. And so it really is, I'm not sure how much more we can do other than what Dr. K does and what we do on this show. People need to get vaccinated. Yeah. And all of the questions you have, keep calling us with the questions. We'll keep trying to get you answers. But as the doctor said, the best way for you to protect yourself and for your family to be protected, especially against the Delta variant, which is deadly, is to get vaccinated.
Yes. So the city, I don't know if our city is going to do it, but New York City has already mandated for vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if they were waiting for the FDA. Do you think?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So they already mandated vaccines for public schools, teachers, and staff. So I'm not sure how long it will take other cities to follow path, but they really should.
Let's go to Elliot. Elliot, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Like I always say, always a pleasure, man. I just
great to have you, brother.
Show, man. It is a pleasure, absolute pleasure, for real. You know, I was watching the news this morning, you know, with Gail at CBS News, and there was a family. I don't know if you saw it or how many people saw it this morning, and there was a family. No one in the family got vaccinated. And I don't like saying anything negative, but
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? And most of my dad now.
And they're gone. I saw that story. I watch CBS Morning News every morning.
It was a sad story, but it was like, but they refused. They were being arrogant and bold. No, we're not going to do it. We're like, no, it's not going to happen to us. And there's only one survivor, bless her heart, and that was the young pregnant girl. But the rest of them are gone. And now, if that's not a message, Anthony, I really honestly,
honestly.
I'm super glad. And I want you all, please, I want you all to do me a favor and write this down. I know it sounds cliche, but I always say this. I always quote a dumb quote from Jaws, a movie. Just when you thought it was safe to go in the water, duh, you know, please.
Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you, public.
Thank you,
bro.
So, folks, this Delta variant is deadly. There are hospitals in Louisiana, hospitals in Texas, hospitals in Georgia, hospitals in Florida that are overrun. And the governors of those states are making wearing masks, making getting the vaccine a political statement. While they're making political statements, people are dying. People are trying to breathe and they can't breathe because the Delta variant has destroyed their lungs. And I'm telling you, some days we will joke with you and pretend like this is just your choice. Don't worry. We respect your right to make a decision for yourself. And I do. And I know Kara does.
Yeah.
We respect your right to decide whether or not to get vaccinated. But that story that he just mentioned on CBS Morning News, it was a family of like 6 or 7 people. And they were screaming and yelling at nurses and doctors and school people, we're not vaccinated. You can't force us to get vaccinated. All of them have died except one. All of them have died except one.
That's a statement.
And it's really a situation now where every day they're playing video of weeping, crying family members in hospitals who can't breathe and say, I wish I'd gotten the vaccine. But they can't give you the vaccine. Because you have the Delta variant.
Yeah. So I'm curious to know, Anthony, the people that were not going to get the vaccine because it was not approved, I'm curious to know if there has been any change of mind in our, you know, listening audience.
I'm very curious about that.
Yeah.
We have about 8 minutes left. Folks, give us a call. Were you hesitant to get the vaccine because it was not FDA approved? Does it change your mind that the FDA has approved one of the vaccines? Give us a call at 410-319-8888. We want to hear from you.
I just was going to tell you something, and I forgot what it was. My mind is just going away from me.
Well, things move very quick here.
They do. Yeah, and I was getting ready to tell you something about this vaccine that I heard over the weekend and just slipped my mind because I was reading and thinking about it at the same time. It'll come back to
It'll come back to you. We just had a wonderful doctor from Baltimore, from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and he said, listen, this variant, just because the Delta variant responds to all of the vaccines, one of the reasons that the FDA has finally approved and moved Pfizer from emergency is because the vaccines fight the Delta variant. And there are more variants coming. And unfortunately, we're not sure if those vaccines will fight these new variants. I'm begging you. Yeah. I really am. I'm begging you. Get vaccinated.
And just in case somebody wants to know, the FDA approval does not mean that children under 12 can get it.
That's
it's
right.
It's still for approval of 12 and up. Mm. So, but it is approved by the FDA, so we hope to see those vaccination centers getting busier and busier.
Busier and busier.
And going up because people don't want to go backwards. Mm-mm. I know I don't want to go backwards.
Let's go to Marion. Marion, always great to hear from you. Welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Yeah, hey, Anthony and Kara. Yeah, I just want to say I'm fully vaccinated, okay?
So uh-huh.
It's not an issue with me. It's never been an issue with me. But we know who doesn't want to get vaccinated, who these people are. It's like, I think it was Saturday night. I don't know if you heard about it. Trump gave a big rally in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have had 5 football fields full of white people there. I'm not making this up.
Nope, you're right.
You couldn't see where the people ended.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he said, they cheered.
Except,
then he said,
that's
I highly recommend, I'm not quoting him exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend you get vaccinated. And then the whole crowd, they booed to death.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
we know who's not getting
right,
vaccinated.
But you're never going to convince those people. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the point I want to make.
It's a little too late.
Right.
He should have been said that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now they're probably booing him because they think he's being a turncoat.
Mm.
But he should have been said that.
He's been saying saying that from the beginning.
That was a super spreader event. But I
oh, yeah.
No. Trump has told people to get vaccinated and they don't want to.
Marion, thank you for your call. Let's go to African. African, welcome to Two Way Talk.
I appreciate the, offer. Please listen 1 second, please. Please.
Yes, go ahead and start.
Now, it says, my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face. Then would I hear from heaven and heal their land. It is true. Y'all have left God out of it.
Let's go to the next caller. Gerard, welcome to Two Way Talk.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I just wanted to say something to you, Carl. My son, my niece was in a room arguing one day, and I asked what they were arguing about. They was arguing about the pandemic, the corona, and he was saying, my son was saying that my niece was telling her that the corona is out to kill black people, you know? And I was like, nah, I said, I better ask Anthony and them. And plus another, he asked where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask you that, Carl had.
I'm not sure.
I don't know where it came from.
Where it came from. I know there are lots of
rhetoric about
rumors and speculation about where it came from. But it's killing white people, too.
Right.
So it was not developed to kill black people. White people, among that 700,000 people that died, were plenty of white people.
Yeah.
And this variant has killed so many people, including children. We're losing another generation. You got to get vaccinated. Yeah,
this virus doesn't know what race you are.
It does. It has no idea.
It has no idea what race you are. Now, the disparity in medical treatment might take out black people more, but the virus is not going around plucking off black people. Just, it's just a crazy thought to think that it was developed for black people.
Like, I mean, and honestly,
just like when HIV came out.
HIV came
that
out.
That was developed for gay people.
Uh-huh.
No, it was not. It was developed for people that are not safe.
That's right.
In either their sexual activities or their drug activities.
That's right.
So it wasn't,
And we don't have to fall for it. if you just will check with doctors, if you will check with people, and you will get the right information for yourself. And then you can make that decision. I want you to make that decision for yourself, but you've got to be informed to make that decision.
Yeah, and to that caller's point, you know, they had a Texas governor, Lieutenant Dan Patrick. He doubled down on falsely blaming COVID surge on black residents.
The lieutenant governor from Texas.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know.
But his boss is in the mansion recovering from COVID.
He is recovering from the COVID.
Crazy.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
And honestly, folks, I don't want to take your right away from you to get your vaccination or not. I don't want the government telling you you have to get the vaccine. But because, and I do tell this to you every week, there are consequences for you not doing it.
Yeah.
We can't have you having certain jobs. We can't have you around certain people. We can't have you exposing yourself and others to this Delta variant. People touch things. The variant is on it, and you have it. And unless you're vaccinated, you're going to be sick.
And whether people want to believe it or not, things are getting harder and harder or more expensive to get to.
Without question.
Because they don't really want to close it down and they want to make it available, but they're going to make you pay for it.
You're going
to
pay for it.
If you come there howling about, I got rights not to wear a mask or vaccination, or they're just not going to let you come.
That's right. And it's getting down to that.
Yeah,
they
had the I Love New York concert in Central Park Sunday, and everybody had to show their vaccination card.
Let's get this final caller in, Lisa. Lisa, welcome to Two Way Talk. We only have about a minute left.
Okay, that's all I need is a minute. I just wanted to make one correction. I think I heard you say the vaccine is approved for 12 and up, but it's 16 and up. And then the 12 and below that it was approved for is still under emergency authorization.
Go ahead. What I was going to say is you're probably right, but all the vaccines are approved under emergency approval. And now if your child is over 12.
It's 12 and up. I just got my grandson who is 13 vaccinated with his first Pfizer, so it's 12 and up.
So if your child is 12, you can get them vaccinated.
Pfizer.
And it doesn't matter that the Pfizer was just approved by the FDA. Even before that, you could get your 12 and up, your 12-year-old and older vaccinated. And please consider getting your children vaccinated. It's time for us to get the MTA report from Amy. Welcome to the programming. Welcome to the programming. Welcome to the programming. Welcome.